From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Jerry Shario reading The Next Roundup, Book 6 in the Fortunes of the Black Hills series by Stephen Bly. Now let's begin with Chapter 1. Rafter R. Ranch, Western South Dakota, Sunday, September 23rd, 1900. Stiff denim jeans rubbed Frank Fortune's cold legs like sandpaper. He leaned forward in the saddle, broad shoulders square above the saddle horn. His blue eyes squinted through the prairie sun that broke over Black Bear Butte. With a fingerless leather glove, Frank clutched the loop of the four-strand magui rope and watched the eyes of the big white-faced cow 40 feet in front of him. "Just wait, boy," he whispered to the chestnut gelding. "Wait for her to move away from that stump. Attaboy. Just wait." The wide-rumped horse strained at the reins. His ears stood straight up. His neck quivered. Frank's voice was a low monotone. "If you bolt toward that cow, she'll dive back into the brush, and it'll take half a day to push her out. Just wait. She's moving. Look, she's moving. One more step and I can loop her from here. That's why I carry this 60-foot rope." The cow took a step to the right. Frank stood in the stirrups and circled the loop twice above his head. A rifle report, held low to the ground by the press of a cool Canadian wind, echoed over the rolling brown prairie. The initial explosion came from the north. The gunshot forked like a gurgling creek, hitting a large granite boulder, and circled the cow, the horse, and the roper. The cow broke to the left. The horse bolted after it. The loop circled the dead stump.